Not squeaking and creaking, isn't it, when you come in? Good afternoon. Just a spot of information. Perp Row, somebody. Whew, out of breath on this hill. Bungalow, St. Peter's Road.
Yes, 41.
Ah, thank you. Can you give me the particulars, please?
Definitely.
Yeah. 41, yeah. This is the one right bang on the main road.
Yeah.
And anything else? Up to about 45. From about 35 to 45. 35 the snatchback or the repossession type thing, I suppose. That's one of my daughters.
What's it sort of area?
Oh, preferably Johnston. It really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter, to be honest with you.
How many bedrooms?
In saying that, hang on. No, in saying that.
Do you want a bungalow?
It isn't, well, yes. Not necessarily, no. No, house would do. Milford, Johnston, Harford. Not way out, you know.
That's quite nice. How many bedrooms?
Preferably three, but two if you get by with.
It's a new development in Johnston, that one.
Oh, that one. Oh, yes, I know. We know that. So, yes, some time ago. Well, we were looking. Yeah. Hmm. Okay, yes, okay. I thought it was not. Yes, yes.
You want the details anyway?
Yes, please, yes. Just in case. One never knows.
One never knows.
One never knows.
Go.
Thank you. I thought it would be so. Well, that's the asking for something there.
How many beds did you say?
Preferably three, but not essentially. Two. One, if it's a two bedroom, then room for a caravan outside. Or the spare bedroom business, you know, the usual thing. Not as young as you
think.
Where is it?
I think Lower Thornton. That's what's going to be reduced now.
Where the hell is that?
Lower Thornton. As you approach, you know the Horse and Jockey? And
yes, we do, yes.
You turn right.
Yeah. Which way are we approaching it? From this end?
From
or?
This end, yeah.
Yeah, go on. You turn right.
You turn right and you go down and you'll see a sign for Lower Thornton.
Oh, thank you, yes.
It's down there.
More
that has been reduced to 44 pounds.
I see, yes, yes. Yeah.
Right,
please, yes, thank you.
Excuse me, please. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. It's not much of me, but I always get in the way.
There you go.
Thank you, right, okay. No, my wife and I have been here, living here for just over 12 months now, so we don't really know.
Yeah.
Not frightfully well.
Yeah,
no.
Where are you from?
Manchester.
Manchester.
Been at Chorlton or Chorlton Come Hard if you want the floor glory. You've got to tell me you were too.
What about? No, I used to live in
Stockport. Stockport. Oh, Norris or Mersey or have you,
yeah.
Norris, yeah.
Merchant
Sale. Did you indeed? Washway Road or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know.
We actually moved down in October.
Did you really? Good gracious. And of the two places?
Mm?
Of the two places, where would you soon be?
Yeah.
Should have come here.
I think you need to really have been somewhere else before.
Yes, I accept
to
that.
Realize,
yes,
you're
absolutely right there. You really are. Yes. Yes.
People learn about this sort of area. They just don't realise how.
How many things in the credit column? Precisely. Well, our milkman, to be honest with you, has got to the stage where he wouldn't collect milk at night. He collect the cash at night. Nope. In Messenger.
Yeah, Chorlton can be. Chorlton's on the border of.
Stratford?
Yeah, Wally
Range.
Stratford,
Wally Range.
Wally Range, that's a bit.
I can remember Wally Range 60 years ago, and it was a very, very different place. But you and me, it really was.
Yeah, that's what I'd say now.
Moss Side wasn't too bad 60 years ago, but now, good gracious.
Oh, you would have barely been car park.
Oh, no. Well, my wife and I went around Moss Side the day after the riots there. Do you remember the riots? Perhaps you don't. In the coloured area. The smacking shops and burning cars.
Oh, yeah.
You could feel the atmosphere when you sat in the car.
Mm. Well, it was that bad that we went, when I bought my house in Manchester, we went around Wally Range to get that good place that sold second hand or damaged
Range Warehouse.
Range Warehouse, that one, yeah. Mm. Very good.
Mm. Very good value for money, yes.
The thing is that, you know, we were asking directions. People honestly stop in the car, so I said, we're running away from you.
Yes.
I mean, it's so funny. Yes. It was a sunny day.
Yeah, and yet.
And yet, you know, it was a sunny day. Nick had his sunglasses on, he must have been a bit
cold.
And if I'm joking, we just stopped, and one woman, that was running away from us.
Yes, I can believe it. Yeah.
Away.
Yep, yep. Well, it was comical, really.
Yeah.
There's a friend of my wife and I. She's, what age is she now? Oh, well, at the time, she was in her very late 30s, school teacher. And she bought a house in Molly Range. And I didn't know about it. I didn't even know she was looking for one there. So we saw her one day. She said, oh, I've got the keys, by the way. I said, no, but keys for where, you know? Oh, I've got a house in where? I said, oh, whereabouts? One side of the road were three brothels, and on the other side there were four. She was a school teacher. She had no idea. Very innocent, very church, you know. Oh, yes, father was a parson. She lasted there about 6 months, that was all.
It's weird, really. It's like a good area and a bad area.
Oh, it's very patchy, but it's interesting. One of the ranges, if you draw a line down the centre, Pakistan is on that side, Jamaican is on that side. Seriously.
So what made you want to move down here?
Well, we wanted to move for 25 years, possibly. But you know, there's those family ties and kids growing up, and then they grow up and have families on their own, then you get tied to the grandchildren and what have you. I've been pushing for a long time, but down here, well, I have a brother-in-law living in Stainton. He's lived there. He retired there somewhat, 15 years ago, more now. He's been pressing me to come down here for a long time. Well, I used to bring my wife, drive down, drop her off at Red's, at the brother-in-law's, cup of tea, turn the car around and go back. I couldn't stand the work at the time. Ex-Manchester Liners, board of directors, very, very poor of himself. He's been used to having shards and minions running around. Took him a while. Now he's a very nice chap.
It took him a while to calm down.
It took him a while to calm down, but he's a very nice fellow now. Very nice chap. And we had searched over North Wales, first of all, but no, thank you. Extension really in Manchester, in the way, North Wales. Mm. Then we got a letter from my daughter was one of my daughters, one of my many daughters, married to a Coast Guard in Milford. She spotted the house in the paper, sent it up. I said, oh, come on, we might as well go down now. We went down, liked it, and that was it.
Been down here ever since.
And regretted that we hadn't come before.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
seriously.
At least you hear
them. Yes.
Right, okay. Well,
right, thank you very much, Mother.
If you fancy being in any of them, just give
them. Oh, indeed, yes, don't worry. Well, I'll confirm it with my daughter first of all, naturally. Because I hate wasting. I remember when we were selling ours. The time wasters, the people with no intention of buying.
There's actually one magic cottage that's quite
A magic cottage? Did I hear right? M-A-G-I-C, magic.
Magic.
Oh, yeah. Gracious.
It's called. There you go. Again, it's 54,
so
you never know.
When you never know, yes, exactly, yeah. Oh, we got a pretty picture for it. Oh, it's just come in, obviously. Yeah. Not recently, come in. Reminds me, when we bought a house, thank you, Christina. We had the original, full blow-up from estate agents. And we sent it to Russell, well, one of my other sons in Australia there, and he was thrilled a bit. I said, but now you're doing very well with your photography. I said, well, come on, it wasn't quite mine. Just too late, I see. Never mind, I'll come.
Oh, well, never mind, you'll come back later.
I'll come back later. Thank you very much for your time,
though. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Forgive me smiling, but does everybody do that, fall over the step there?
I thought I heard
a surgeon. It was me. Not much of me, but most did. What, if anything, have you? These are perp for our inquiries, I'm making them, my daughter. Anything from about 35 to 45.
Mm-hmm.
Two bedrooms, no? Round, Halford, Johnson, Milford.
Yeah, I've got
five years. Have you? There you go. I never realised it's first time.
Right.
dig you out a load.
Give me out a load, yes. And we can browse and then, yes.
There's quite a lot actually in that fresh water.
Are there really?
Yeah, oh, good. Just
mm-hmm. Oh, good. Thank you. Very well oiled runners on those
yes.
drawers. Yeah, a bit
they
too much for
it.
Yeah, on your shins, if you think that.
That middle drawer over there keeps coming out all the time.
Mind of its own job,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Funny, I've just been saying that. I've just been reading a book, allegedly written by Uri Geller, you know. The, and he claims to be able to move things and do the poltergeist stunt, you know.
Yeah.
Claims to be. Oh, yes, yes.
They reckon if you concentrate with him, you can do something.
Indeed, yes. He claims that's been done. Exactly, that's right, yes. Some people can, yeah. Well, yeah. In his last chapter in the book, he claims he did a beam-me-up Scotty business. And
yeah,
exactly, yes. That I find a little bit hard to believe. One minute he was, shall we say, in Halford, next minute, woof, he'd shot the Johnson through somebody's window. Oh. Yes, exactly. Hmm. That is pushing it. Think, she says. Think. I rather, I don't know Johnson, Johnson. I don't know. With my wife and I, only
really
a matter of.
The other direction to Johnson.
Well, possibly. I don't know. She might. Yes, she might well do. You'll give me a goodly little pile here, that's right.
There's quite a few.
Yep. A niece of mine living in Staten tells me that it's picking up slightly at the property market. Would you agree with that, or I find that hard to believe?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Not really,
no.
People are holding off now to the election.
And exactly, yes, yes, quite, yes.
People put up
there. Yeah, yeah.
Some property moving, but nothing exciting really.
Do you want to ditch me and grab the phone? That's all right.
I'll give you those. I think there's a couple more.
Fine, thank you. Okay. Marvellous. Good gracious. Yes. A goodly pile, quite a wide range.
Would she be willing to do work in it?
Oh, indeed, yes. 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 Oh, why? You're going to an awful lot of trouble for me, huh?
That's all right, no problem at all. There you go. I think that's about everything we've got in that version.
Fine, thank you very much indeed.
Basically all of them are, you know, modernised. That one needs...
Yep.
a new kitchen and needs tidying up, but you'll see the pressure.
And the stuff ripping off the front, so I hate those things personally, but still there we are.
Much better.
Exactly.
I agree with you.
There we are. Thank you. And yet, I suspect they must have paid a lot of money to have that done, too.
Mm.
Well, yeah. Mugs wanted and found in that case,
yeah.
At this stage, I don't think so, to be honest with you, because... Well, exactly, yes, I'll give you a ring. Well, I could give you a ring for that matter. Expensive business for her phoning from Manchester, it's soon tops up. Yes. Yeah, it's a little pointless now. No, no. She's thought of something else.
I have some ideas.
Oh. Well, enough to keep me going for the week there, isn't it? Forgive me for saying so, but the lighting in here is appalling. Don't you get headaches? Don't you get headaches?
Yeah, not again.
Yeah, I thought you would. Terrible light. Mm. Doesn't help with the dark ceiling, that soaks it up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, they're going to be expanding it next door.
When the property market picks up?
Well, we're going to do it anyway, because we just have to run through.
Oh, I see.
I mean, that's
yeah.
Only
mm.
a third of the properties that we've got on the market, really.
Really? Is it really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
no, sorry, go on, yeah. Fine, thank you. Yep, I can post it to her. Give her a tinkle and, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just cut that bit off and fill that
fine, thank you. Well, yes, exactly. Thank you, because my wife writes to practically every week, and she
yeah.
can bring this in.
I mean, the letter doesn't interview
well,
the
name. Well, yes, yes, right, yes, yeah. Thank you, madam. Fine, yes, indeed, thank you. Uh-huh, yes, it is. Right. Get back to your, whatever you're getting back to, I don't know. Pretending to be busy.
Yeah.
Or are you busy?
Drawing the lines.
Oh, well.
Marking out boundaries.
Oh, well, it's getting more and more important as it goes. I'll try not to fall down the steps when I go. Thank you, my love. Bye-bye. Of money.
It's the bill, it's the bill, Bill.
Ah.
Huh. I want to change another £10 because we're not getting 2 fivers.
Yes.
Yeah, so I thought, well, I'll change that when I go into.
Oh, have you been to Boots, by the way?
Oh, Lord, no. I don't feel that trailer.
You sure? The time should be right, I think. 36. Expires at 16:36. God, it's only 15:35 now, so. Oh, it's just 2 hours you get for the year. That's right, it's not an hour and a half, it's 2 hours you get, isn't it?
Yeah.
You could be right, yes, it is right, in fact.
So, we're okay.
Yeah, we're okay, if you want to. We can. Hang on. I can run the car around the side of the car park.
Yeah.
So it's less to walk. And walk from there.
Well, that's a good thing.
Why not?
I thought we were going to.
Where? Somewhere else, I know, up High Street. Wait. Where is that? Hang on. will I go in there? Well, you want to go to this other car park for route turning.
We've got how long? 3:30.
Oh, you're alright.
We've got another hour.
Yeah,
2 hours. So, how did you go?
John, that was nearer than this, mate.
Are you staying here?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I'm putting boots. It's not
then
my idea.
Then I'll go to the wallpaper shop.
Yes, High Street, yeah.
Okay, well, no need to lock up.
Nope, no need to lock up. Part of interest. I couldn't help but notice you book
Yes.
V-Reg. Do you find most of the old cars, more old cars than newer cars?
Oh, don't pay.
Yeah. Just out of interest.
Not really. I think we find that the newer cars, the big cars, don't pay. You know what
I mean? Oh, that figures.
You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
Like a BMW.
Yes, exactly.
Or a Jag.
It's below me. Oh.
That's right. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I know. Yeah.
But
it must be just coincidence.
What we really hit hard is this one here now, we haven't got a ticket on.
I see, so yes. At all?
Yeah. There's two of us going round, but we've got different ideas. I don't know, if they've paid, it's fair enough.
And a little bit over, yes.
This one, I haven't got a ticket. The way I look at it, if he's not long, she's not too long, what I do, they normally... We give a half an hour.
Well, that's very good.
What I do, I give an hour.
Do you really?
Or I turn away and say, look, well, fair enough, he's paid.
Yes.
But what I don't like, I say, this one pays.
Yes.
And you've got a brand new car who hasn't paid.
Exactly. Yes. They could well afford to.
If you can afford a new car, you can afford 20p or 10p or
whatever
it is.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, or the person will come back now, I'll cancel it.
Oh, I see. Will you really?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's very good.
As long as they're tidy and they're not bad mannered about it.
Yes, quite, yeah.
And of course they go in, that's fair enough, but they come back and say, look, I've gone and get cheap. Fair enough, as long as they come back and they put a ticket on. But when I'm gone, it's too late.
Yes, of course.
But if they come back and they're tied,
It must be a fairly boring job, though.
It is. Yes. But not really, we've got one, and we've got a big multi-story car.
Oh, I know the multi-story,
That takes ages to walk round, and then we go up to the top, behind the High Street Bank.
Oh, there.
Castle Lake.
Do you really?
We go there, we go to Scotch Wells.
Oh, I see. Oh, well.
We've got a station.
Yes.
We've got loads to go round,
Ah. I assumed it was just here and...
I think I'm here now, and I'll go here, and then the other bloke may come round later again. Just go round circles. Then we go back to the office in for an hour, with people supposed to come in and say, why you blocked me on this then? If they come back to their car and they're tidy enough, they don't
shut. That's reasonable, yeah, well.
Swearing and...
Yes, quite, yeah.
We told you just walk away, it's not worth arguing.
No.
No. If they come back and they say, I'm sorry, I've got a change like that fella there now, he was worried. Did I book him over there?
Oh, because he's got a change, yeah.
He came back and he bought a ticket, that's fair enough, this one, I was got no ticket on, so... If you were to come back while I'm here,
and give a reasonable explanation, I'll be pleasant about it, at least.
Well, that's right.
I think you get more than a parking ticket looking at it for MOT wise if it gets pulled.
That'll
cost
them £10,
I'll say. Yes, exactly. Right. Can I borrow your writing device, please? Thank you. Right, thank you.
What do I do with that? Because as it grows, it's growing the lung and it's holding up.
Yeah.
It was all in a bunch, so I've had to
stop
it
and cork
it.
Oh, I see what you mean, yes.
Mm.
do a bit of tissue testing. I think they'll be able to wash the coat this afternoon then. Yes, sir. Success, yeah. I'll enter the pockets and then.
Decisions.
Yes, roughly. That's probably the only time I get a chance to talk at the moment, isn't it?
Yes. Then with Lil and Neverway.
Well, that's true, yes. Yeah. You can get 24 hours continuously in Lil, couldn't you?
Oh,
that's true.
She's lovely,
isn't she? Oh, well, that's inherited yourself.
Have
you seen her? What is this?
The statement.
No, nope. Hold up. Okay. Oof.
Bring your thing with
me. Bring me thing with me. Usually carry that.
Perhaps it'd be next door, could it?
No, I don't think so.
You've not left anything upstairs.
No, no. It smells like burning wool or mattresses,
well,
blankets and carpet.
We've not got anything burning.
No. I've not had the blow lamp going this morning at all. It's probably come in with the door being on. May even be the scoring now. Burning some rubbish in the little incinerator thing we've got there. It's quite a relic pong, isn't it?
It does.
Many different types of smoke. Different pong. Wood smoke. When you're camping.
Oh, it's nice.
It's exactly, yeah, yeah.
Well, when we used to take the pressure cooker on, we went out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it was worthwhile, wasn't it?
Neck of lamp. Everybody else was eating sandwiches.
That's right. We were taking it, yeah.
Nice.
Really good.
I don't use that now, do I?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't get rid of it, because just in case it's...
We're going camping again. Well, that's not very likely.
I don't think so.
Oh, stop it.
No,
no, thank
you.
I do.
I don't mean camping. I mean,
no,
you know, it's
no,
not handy.
Yeah.
I made jam in it.
Yes, amazing recollection of that.
That was quite nice.
It seems an awful long time ago in some ways.
It is.
Camping. Yet other ways it doesn't, you know. The difference in... Something can seem a long time ago, so it's relatively recent.
Yes, I wonder what...
It doesn't really seem all that long. It's all the lads in shorts, you know.
It doesn't.
And here they are, 39.
That's
right.
No,
no, seriously.
Let's
I mean,
look forward, not back.
Oh, wait. No, no. Right.
It's a pity that this house is
Which one did you heave, by the way?
Oh, only the ones I knew she wouldn't have. Economy 7.
Oh my god, yeah. Well,
terrace.
Hang on, no. You didn't put a definite no on Economy 7, did you?
Well, there were terraces.
Oh, fair enough. No, I'm talking about Economy 7,
well,
because you heave any more on that basis.
Yes, she did. She wants gas cooking.
She prefers, but far prefers gas cooking, I know, but...
I think you'll find she won't even contemplate cooking by electricity. I doubt that very much. What's this one? They look like Barrett. It's an end terrace.
Yeah. That's perfect, all right. You were saying?
This one? It looks very small. It's an end terrace. You wouldn't rule out an end terrace.
Oh, is that the one, the Barrett type place?
Well,
yes. Yeah, well.
Well, that looks like a Barrett.
Yes,
type
exactly.
Place.
Yes, the same estate, isn't it?
It
is, yeah. Same address, same area.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
The
well, there's quite a difference in price, if you know.
42 for this.
And 30 something for that. 37, I think it is for that. I'm not.
Yes, it is, but I think this is the one. This is.
I don't like either, to be honest with you, not too well.
Oh, I don't dislike them, but it's
well,
not.
Well, if you weigh that other one up, then, the end one.
Yeah. This one?
Yeah, there wouldn't be room for the caravan to start with.
I thought there would.
No, I don't think so, no.
I think you found
yeah.
the wood.
No, I don't think there would.
It looks like it to me.
Full stop. That'd be it. No room for garage, no parking cars. That's what I can see of it.
female entrance door, which opens to the entrance door.
It's appointment must remember, by the way.
What?
Well, some estates, not many of course, but some estates have got a no-go area for caravans parked, don't they? I don't think they're likely to meet it here, to be honest. Well, yes, you do get it.
Oh, well, there's a caravan parked round the corner.
Well, I'm just saying, we're not, that we're not likely to get it here.
No.
But, it would be a damn sight safer down here, wouldn't it? It wouldn't get vandalised, broken into, scratched and bashed or whatever.
Grounds, here we are.
Tell it, the...
Lawn, just moat. Property stands within established principles.
Yeah, I've read it,
Privacy from the roadway, which is what she would like.
Depends what you mean by privacy, of course. Privacy or privacy, they seem to say these days, don't you?
Yeah, I say privacy.
Right, well, I'll say it, I carry on saying it, blow it, right or wrong. Same with controversy. Controversy.
Controversy.
I know, I'm still looking at controversy. I'm beginning to walk money around. Still look controversy, though.
Yeah,
controversy. God, you've got me at it.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
How easily it can change. Good gracious me.
I thought.
You're still here. Did you notice this morning on the box, the weather girl?
No, I
didn't. She was a controversy, and our friend, what's his name? Mike, is it?
Yes, Mike.
Yes, he did the accidental, I'm sure, controversy.
Oh.
And she would pick
it's,
it up.
It's easiest to say for some reason or other.
Well, it is for us because we've always been saying it. I don't see any reason why it should be easier.
Mm.
Controversy, controversy, it's just accent on me. I'm fed up with plaster up my nose. And
I'm fed up with this stage altogether.
It's
true,
yeah.
We get it cleaned and we can start the actual decorating bit.
Well, say it is Dick, it's the first principle, prepare your surfaces, isn't it? Which we're doing. No. We'll finish the burning off in there. So that's one pong gone. Very largely gone, it still lingers on a bit.
Oh, yes.
There's not an awful lot more filling to do, but there is a bit, of course.
Not plaster, there's no more plastering, is there?
I sincerely hope not. No, there's no more plastering, no. No. Just filling the imperfections, the joints, wood work and stuff like that. But that rod, it's a pity about the rod, but I'm leaving a damn thing out.
Oh, yes.
Fancy putting boss white.
You know what they say, never trouble, trouble.
Oh, I don't know. If it works, leave it alone.
I'll say.
Unbalanced, it's best left on and tuckless.
Well, it is
really,
if you can get away with
yes.
it.
Yes. I'd far sooner take it off and do a proper job, though.
Well, it's easier, isn't it, really? But on the other hand, you might have problems with it leaking if you take it off anyway.
Well, that's a yes, exactly, yes. Because I take it, money's to undo it, then I've got to scrape out all that horrible boss white. Because rock hard, that stuff over the years, you know, boss white.
I wonder whether it was leaking in when they put it in the first place.
You mean that's why they use boss white? Possibly, yeah.
Well, let's not ask for trouble. There's nothing enough to do without having
it. Quite, yeah. Have you noticed that by and large, not all the time of course, but I should say a good 80% of the time, birds face that way.
I never noticed it.
See that pigeon is now?
Oh, yeah.
The tree, yeah. Not always, but by far the majority of the time.
I can picture them with sometimes with those trees.
Oh, God,
I've
yes,
never seen so many birch in one tree.
They seem basically west, aren't they?
That's true.
You don't often get one pigeon though, do you? Here, at least. There's usually at least two of them.
We usually have two together,
don't we? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I might wake up the door. I was bunged up before I started this. I can't get really bunged up now.
I wonder who chopped and vandalised all those daffodils round the corner, the bondsman.
Well, and the fact that it was just her garden, as far as I can make out, it was simply her garden, would suggest that it's falling on some kids or something like that, or somebody. And, yeah. Mm. I mean, why pick one garden?
Well, yes, but cabbages. Aren't they taking cabbages?
I don't think they'd actually take them.
Well, what did they do to them? I've just
slashed them about, yes. Cut them all. Hmm.
Thing to do.
Oh, according to Josie, I really don't know. Now, all the cabbages might consist of one or two for the business, you know.
Oh, that's a shame. Hmm. Spend waiting for the blue.
That's Yvonne's mother, isn't it? Yeah.
That's right.
Didn't Yvonne say she can be an awkward old devil?
Oh, I don't know.
Hmm, so she, yes, she probably spoiled some kid, isn't it?
You can't be sure.
Oh, no. If there'd been a trail of destruction down the road, then fair enough.
I couldn't go and vandalise something. I mean, things like flowers.
Mm, mm.
They're so nice.
Well, we think so. Obviously, Yvonne's mother thinks so. But
well,
everybody
a lot of
so.
People like, and most people like flowers, don't they? Whether
yes.
you grow them or not, it's a different
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, oh, true, true. They're not exactly an ugly thing.
Like them. Something that was nice.
No. No.
There's some peculiar minds people have, don't they?
Well, it's very small there, really, isn't it, compared to some of the dodges they get up to.
It is, really. Mm. Have you decided whereabouts you're going to put that light at the front?
Light at the front. Oh, well, no, well, at the front, other than that, over the door area somewhere, I don't know exactly. I might stick it on the flying lead and wander around with it for a bit and see where it's best. I've got a rough idea where it'll go anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There's that, and of course there's cable run to it. Yeah. Providing it with power. I'll probably run it from the garage, just kept the power.
Mm.
Might be the easiest source.
On the corner would be perhaps a good idea, do you think? Between the garage and the house.
Do you mean the return, come from the front of the house going towards the garage, that little bit there? There's 2 feet or something
no,
like that.
No, I thought you were going to put it facing the front.
Oh, I am, yes. Well, what do you mean then, the corner?
On the front of the house, at the corner.
Yes, on the corner. I mean, literally on the corner, the
yeah.
apex of the two. Well, I'd have to make something to mount it on to go right
well,
on the
I
corner.
Know
that.
Well, wherever you put it, you're going to have to make
no,
something
no,
to mount it
no,
on.
No, no.
Why?
It would screw directly onto a flat surface, brickwork.
Well,
yeah, seriously, it would, yeah. Mm. Vandal.
How high?
Vandal proof.
How high is the hole at the back?
Well, so you've got to get up a ladder to get at it. An ordinary stepladder, I mean, not a.
Think about the number.
I'd thought, roughly speaking, in that area, yes, but.
Yeah,
just well, that would illuminate the. See, if I put it fairly close to the actual corner at the front the side going down towards the garage, close to that corner, it's still mounting on the front face, but then the percentage of light will go around the corner. Well, I've got
what
the light has got round corners.
What about on the garage?
No.
No.
No, that would throw the front door into shadow, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
Hmm.
Well, you pulled the number then, because you're more or less on the corner there anyway.
Hmm, what was that? That would be. Hmm. The one would have two, one in the garage, one in the front. Huh. Oh, that'll work, I can get a decent cable run, I think, to the garage, for the feed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So that's the easiest pickup point in the garage, to the fan up circuit, yeah.
That's that, then.
That is that, then, yeah. It will be helpful, though, the light there.
Oh, yes.
Because at night you get a percentage,
yes,
a degree of lighting, you say, from not street lighting, but not an awful lot.
Same, no.
Mm.
No, it is handy having a light.
And for people coming in, going out for the step,
yeah.
garden, or whatever, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Really quite sufficient spread to cope with the entrance to the garage, you know. Mm. I I still think two rows of pavers, stones in between is the best bet for the front, yeah. With that. So.
You into the garage?
Well, the approach to the garage, yes. The
no,
drive.
Mike's got it in there.
Yes, yes, exactly, yeah.
Well,
you
get
get a what?
You get a lot of weeds where the chippings are.
No, not if you put sodium chlorate down. Nothing will grow then.
The thing is, if you...
If you what?
I'm just thinking, if, like, when anybody comes to stay, and you run the car, or somebody runs the car the other way.
The other side, yes, yeah.
Well, then you're going across, you're not staying, you're not on the pavers, are you?
No, well, that doesn't really matter, then. In fact, there's only one fairly tight path you could follow to get the car in, into the side, if you think about it. You could also put a couple of pavers on there just to cope with the track of the wheels going in.
No, would that look a bit odd?
Not necessarily, no. Don't be put down like bloody tram lines.
Like I've done in the garden there.
Railway lining. No. No, actually, it's quite attractive, that, actually.
Well, it is,
again this morning.
It
yeah.
I thought that.
Yeah. Oh, we've got that,
Yes. Well, I think some of the bricks could, when you decide which
well,
you're going
to... Well, stabilising a bit, yeah. And,
I'll get some of those bricks up and put the stone things down to stabilise them. As long as I can get walk along and get to all the plants there. What do you think about, Anna? I definitely think about moving those other pavers at the bottom.
Oh, lifting them, you
the
mean, yeah.
Are.
Probably, shouldn't
yeah,
it? Oh, God.
Them. That would make the, give it a better...
Yes,
I don't see any reason for that, to be quite honest. Why they
well, there was at the time, obviously, because do remember that monstrous... Creation of the erection, reaction.
Well, there's still some of those stones underneath.
The foundation, exactly. I know,
We've got to move those before we grow anything.
The footings.
I've put some of the bricks over one side, so that'll eliminate getting rid of one side of them.
No, I'm not with you.
Well, where I put my bricks, they're on top of some of those stones that are underneath.
I'm with you now. Fairly deep from them. There's a foot 8 inches down the bricks. I know I went quite a way down.
You
I mean, honestly, you'd have thought they'd build it around the house there, wouldn't you?
That's
from the. I don't know, it's there the greenhouse.
It's
about a 9-inch thick.
Terrible.
Solid concrete path in the centre, isn't it?
How
long's that? It's the greenhouse.
Talking about stones, we'll have to have a trip up to the.
All right.
That. Yeah, I'd see if. You know when we went to see about the flagstones?
Oh, there, yes. Yeah.
I've not seen any, there's not been any more in workmen in Hamilton. It's a good idea, that, going up there.
Well, I've kept my eyes up, Mr. Day, when we're going through half
of
them. No signs of work. Mark you. It wasn't a brilliant day, was it, sir?
No, it wasn't. No, we just must have just missed them.
Yeah. Well, those were definitely new ones, ready for placing in a pile of stone, are you?
So the old ones are just taken back to that yard place?
Well, no.
What do they do?
No, straight to the tip.
Well, that's the place that
That's not the tip.
Well, we went.
Yeah, that's not the tip.
Well, which was the tip?
You've never been to the tip. No, you've not.
Oh.
It's, Tears Crossway. Near the quarry. Well, the quarry area, anyway, on the same road.
Oh, so
you approach it two ways from,
I thought
it was
Britain. There. They had lots of stones
no,
there.
No, that's just bits of other various trucks, lorries and things. No.
Oh, I see.
No. The tip is where I went. The first time I went, I followed the route recommended by Peter. Which on the map looks quicker, but it isn't, because it's winding, country road, single track in lots of directions.
And they just heave the bricks? They just heave them?
Apparently,
they don't
yes.
Sell
yeah.
them off
no, anything. Apparently not.
It would serve our purpose very well then, because there's such an awful lot to do. We could bring them right. Well, the two that are down there could come to
yeah.
the save you a lot of cementing, wouldn't it?
Oh, indeed it would, yes. I'll probably get that mix of caning this year, even.
Pardon?
I hope you give the mixer a caning this year.
I hope you do too. I'm actually wondering what to do next.
Oh, yes.
When you come to think of it, though, to me it makes sense to start at the top where we have done and work your way down.
In some ways it is sensible, yes, because you're carrying muck down.
Of course you are.
I mean, down we've done down here, we've put in mats down and Lord does what to. But the ceiling rose, preferably the light switch, could do with replacing them all.
Oh, I know, the ceiling rose, they're horrible, those old things, aren't they?
Well, the lighting switch isn't clever, aren't they?
No.
And before I put too much back, I want to have a floorboard up for cable run for the socket outlet on the wall. Inside your sewing area.
Yeah.
I think it would be best inside there rather than outside.
I think so. The only thing is
the vacuum cleaner.
I think it would be better on the wall outside, and because you could soon get a cable coming through the side of that cupboard.
I see what you mean, yes.
Couldn't
yes,
you?
I suppose you, yes.
And then
true.
I could use it for, because there is only one really at the moment.
Ah, well, if I did that, I could probably go through the wall and do a back-to-back arrangement. One in the front bedroom, suck it out in the front bedroom.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where'll you take the upstairs telephone from?
I may take it up in, they call the attic in the loft. The roof void. Up to there, take it across and then drop it into the front bedroom. So you could also put a junction box in there and drop it, another extension down to the other room.
Do you think we'll ever finish this place? Beginning to wonder.
There's rather a lot of work to do, but it'll be worth it in the end.